Ann Arbor's reputation as a foodie town continues to expand, with the area making it on more and more lists of where and what to eat. This is Lisa Berry, and perhaps food is one of your hobbies. Whether cooking or eating, there's a growing trend of people taking pictures of what they eat and then sharing it via social media, even writing a blog or a website devoted to a certain food. That's what Joe Mislinski does. He's a Chicago area man who has a bit of an obsession with bacon. So, of course, he's coming to town next month to be part of Zingerman's Camp Bacon, and he joins us now on 89.1 WEMU. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Your blog is called My Life with Bacon. How did that begin?
It started 10 or more years ago when I lived in New Jersey, and a bunch of friends, we started exchanging text messages with pictures of our bacon. I'm not really sure why, but I certainly loved bacon when I was a kid and would eat an entire pound of it before cooking, of course. And my grandmother would say, Joey, you shouldn't eat a pound of bacon. It's not good for you. But after you cook it, it's only 4 ounces. I didn't know if you knew that. So I moved to Chicago, changed my phone, and this was before the cloud, so I lost all my pictures. I thought, well, in order to keep my friends updated on my bacon exploits, I might as well start a blog. So that's how it all began, about 4 or 5 years ago at this point.
What does bacon mean to you?
It's an excellent culinary adventure. There's all kinds of bacons. It's part of life, really. What's life without bacon? It would be a very sad place.
Are there a lot of different kinds of bacon?
Well, there are a lot of different kinds, but to me, there's only one kind, and that kind is from the pork belly. Of course, you've got Canadian bacon and Irish and English bacon, but they're not from the pork belly. But even with the pork belly, there are so many different ways of preparing it, different cuisines, different countries, different cultures have different ways of making it. But I'm a big fan of just the old-style American smoked and cured bacon that you buy in the supermarket and you can get from great purveyors around the country. None of them.
How often would you say you eat bacon?
At least twice a week. Usually this whole thing started on a Sunday, and it was the Sunday morning bacon, and then it morphed into, well, I might as well cook two different types of bacon and compare them and weigh them, and you can see all this on my blog. But at least twice a week, I usually make up a big batch on Sunday, and then it goes on sandwiches and sides during the week.
And then you like to take pictures of it?
Yeah, I take pictures of it, and that kind of leads me to how I got to Camp Bacon, which is that the photos, I actually started putting a Google search out there, and I got a news feed on bacon in the news, and the different, news types of stories are the mundane stories like somebody acquired a bacon manufacturer. But I started stories started popping up to criminal activity using bacon. So I actually created a section in my blog called Bacon in the News, and I would put those regular news stories, but more and more I would see crimes and various incidents involving bacon. So that kind of became an interest of mine, and that's what I'm speaking about at Camp Bacon. My speech is entitled Bacon Bad.
Bacon Bad?
Bacon Bad, like Breaking Bad, but about bacon.
Oh, I get it. So bacon and crime, there are a lot of incidents that you can find?
Tons of them.
Really?
At least once a week I'm seeing some kind of a criminal activity or incident involving bacon.
And that would, yeah, more than someone just stealing a piece off your plate.
Well, actually that happened recently with two brothers. One was 44 years old, the other 37. And the younger brother stole some bacon off the older brother's sandwich, trying to hide it, left one slice of bacon on the sandwich, and the older brother wound up beating the crap out of him and throwing him down the stairs. Went to the hospital, and the older brother got arrested. So bacon theft is probably your number one bacon crime, but that's kind of a boring crime. But there are so many other types of incidents and crimes. I can tell you lots of stories.
All around the country.
All around the country, like an Amtrak truck hitting a semi-trailer with 70,000 pounds of bacon, all going to waste. And you see, I've got a picture of the truck on the side of the road, and they let the passengers out on the opposite side. And it appears they're all trying to get to the bacon, but they can't get through the train or the police. Another case, a guy in the UK decided to change his name to Bacon Double Cheeseburger.
Wait. Seriously, this really happened?
Absolutely. I've got the facts. And he was engaged at the time. He legally changed his name to Bacon Double Cheeseburger. And here's a quote from a news release about it. He said, My fiance is fairly reluctant about marrying a cheeseburger. That's something we're discussing a lot. So it's not always crime. You know, other things happen with bacon like that.
We're talking to Joe Mislinski. He's going to be speaking at Zingerman's Camp Bacon coming up early next month. And he seemed to zoned in on bacon in the news right now. And in researching this in-depth interview that we're having right now, I noticed there was some fake news recently about bacon. We hear a lot about fake news. What are you up on what happened with the fake news in bacon?
Well, I know that there was recently an announcement about a huge shortage of bacon. That was definitely fake news. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, I think it is. I knew you'd
yeah,
know.
Yeah. I was up on that. That definitely was a falsehood. I think, marketing spin to get people to buy more bacon. There is no shortage of bacon, I'm here to tell you.
I think they were calling it get ready for it, an apocalypse.
That would be a definite apocalypse. No question about it.
What about a pig shortage? Is that a concern in the bacon world?
No, not at all. What's concerning now is really the mass production of pigs and you know the way that they're raised. But I think other than some of the mass producers, most of the good stuff is raised ethically, and they get good nutrition, like Newski's, which is I think the best bacon in the world out of Wisconsin. They're a big sponsor also of Camp Bacon.
So do you think all this bacon consumption is good for your health?
Actually, I think it is. Most of the fats that are inside of bacon that you consume with bacon are the good fats. Maybe 10% of the fats are not so good, but if you again, everything you consume should be in moderation. And in my presentation, I talk about a lady named Susanna Mouchat Jones of Brooklyn who died at the age of 116. For a while, she was the oldest woman in the world. For every day for breakfast, our entire life, she had 4 slices of bacon, scrambled eggs, and a potato sock. And I've got a photo of her having her breakfast when she was still alive. And guess what? What the first thing was that she ate off the plate? It was the bacon, right? Along the lines of eat your dessert first, right?
Right.
Life's too short.
Yeah. I have 2 words for you, and I want your reaction. Turkey bacon. I had a feeling
awful.
that's where that was going.
It is not bacon.
It's not?
Don't be fooled.
Okay.
In fact, they put a lot of sugar in these things to make them more tasty.
All right. Well, Camp Bacon, as we know, is a fundraiser for 2 nonprofit organizations, the Southern Foodways Alliance and the 4-H Club of Washtenaw County. And if you want to meet Joe and hear about bacon gone bad, Bacon bad. You'll be speaking when?
June 3rd, middle of the lineup, sort of in the middle of the day.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.
This amen. Glad to see you back. We got a new dance they call Bacon Fat. It goes. Help yourself, youngin'. Then you go. Oh, but the chicken was never like this. Yeah.